Hey, are you ready to create reliable revenue and master every detail of your hosting business? If you want to avoid compromising all those hospitality details that you love, but still approach hosting like the business it is, we created a free class just for you. Set aside 45 minutes. We promise it's worth your time. And go watch our value-packed workshop where we go over how to master every detail of your hosting business with our foolproof hosting business mastery method that will help you avoid hosting burnout. Growing, where simply starting your hosting business isn't always easy, but it can be simple. We'll help you avoid the three big mistakes that are keeping you stuck, tired, and overwhelmed as a short-term rental host so that you have a powerful revenue stream you can actually rely on.
If you're ready to take your hosting to the next level, head on over to thanksforvisiting.me/workshop to watch this on-demand training. Or send us a DM on Instagram with the word workshop. We'll send you the link and most likely a video DM. We love those. Again, that's thanksforvisiting.me/workshop.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to another fantastic week. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. All right. We got an extra special episode today because we are with our guest, and she has a fantastic story. We are on site at the...
Can we say on location? I always want to say on location.
I'm going to give those honors to you, Nettie. Okay. Where are we?
We are on location at the Ritz-Carlton in the lovely New Orleans.
And why are we here, Nat?
We are here for the Vacation Rental Women's Summit.
Yes.
We are on the eve of it starting. We got here early so we could do a couple of things. Enjoy the Ritz, number one. Number two, meet with some of the members in our Hosting Business Mastery and connect with them. Three, record some podcasts. And I think that's it, right?
And learn. And grow.
Well, that's tomorrow, but
right.
Today was
okay, got you.
Some last time. But let's do all the episodes as we normally do. Let's start it off with our STR Share Sunday.
Yes.
And then we're going to get to our special guest. This week, we are going to feature Style House Vacation Rentals. That's at Style House Vacation Rentals. And the one thing I want to, I love their bio. We are just a couple who loves to travel and stay in nice places. We are dedicated to providing stylish homes for your vacation stays. And I was just like, I
know exactly what I get when I go there.
And I want to go hang out with them and stay with them. And I love that they're tying it into what they enjoy and they're bringing it back. And the thing is, they've just recently started. So I want everyone to find motivation in them and inspiration as we're heading into the new year. If you have yet to get started on your short-term rental, look at them, follow them, see what they're doing. I do want to go stay there. It's in Florida, so it's going to get cold soon.
And it's stylish.
And it's stylish. But I really just love how they've dove in. They're telling their story through Instagram as they're rehabbing the home, fixing the home up. Kudos to them. We are going to go stay soon. But the biggest takeaway here is share your story, share your space, share your why, and you're going to get bookings.
And here's the thing. I like their why because honestly, they said that and I was like, I just mouthed that. I was like, me too. Like I like staying in stylish places. How many times did I share with you my excitement of going to the Ritz? I couldn't wait to sit at the bar.
We've been looking at all the little nooks. There's a moment, Nettie,
over there. There's a moment everywhere.
So
it doesn't have to be you know, so many times people get so overwhelmed by deciding on what their mission is and what their why is. And it can be that, because that spoke to me.
I know.
And I want to like, yes, I love a stylish place. Like for me, location's great, but if the place isn't beautiful, and not everyone is like that, but I am like that. And so they would, their brand would speak to me.
Yes.
So it can be just really just be honest and be as open as you can about why you're doing the thing that you're doing. And you will attract people who
get you.
Yeah.
And that's why I wanted to highlight them today. It doesn't have to be this over the top branding or have everything dialed in. It's like, look, this is what we want to do. This is why we want to do it. And we're doing it. So
yes.
Kudos
job,
to you. Everybody go follow, give them some likes and get started on your short term rental. But Sarah.
Yeah.
True or false, I might have cried before this interview.
No.
Am I becoming a crier? I can't be
listeners,
a crier.
Listeners, no, you are a crier.
It's okay. I'm in touch. But
it's okay.
Stacy, I gave it away.
You're taking my job.
Go ahead.
Honestly, she's very excited. Everyone.
I am. Go ahead.
Okay, so we are on location and Stacy is here with us. And so often, Ned and I are on Zoom with our guests. And so it's always extra special when we have the synergy in person and are at the Ritz, which, yes, we're all short-term rental owners and operators, but we all love a good hotel. Am I right or am I right?
You are absolutely right.
Stacy Race is a super host from the New Orleans area who has found her passion and joy in offering specialty stays at her short-term rentals. After raising 4 fabulous children, she is now an empty nester. She took on her first property 3 years ago and on a gut feeling and has treated it like her 5th child, which I think we can all relate to that. Our short-term rentals are our babies. She's found a niche in the industry by catering to brides and bridal parties. So that should give you a clue as to what we're going to dive into today, helping to make their special weekend stays memorable and one of a kind. And I've always said anyone who's in the wedding industry, like, I got married and I very much put a lot of weight onto my wedding day. And the whole time I was very concerned for the people who I was interacting with. I was like, I know.
Are you Bridezilla?
No.
Are you Bridezilla?
I wasn't Bridezilla because I wasn't.
Sarah.
I wasn't.
Okay.
I looked outside in, but I also had this look of like, I know I might be crazy right now, but.
Don't mess this up.
I didn't say that, but I was like.
But you looked at him like that. Like.
But it was one of those things like. Okay, I don't want to be Bridezilla, but I just want to make sure like the cakes can go there, right? Mm-hmm. Or I don't want to be Bridezilla, but I want to make sure like my wedding was pink and orange and I loved that combo. It was like bright. Oh, you guys, it's good. Go on. Everyone go on Pinterest right now who's judging me and look up pink and orange weddings.
I'm judging you.
It is good. Okay. Anyway, I'm going
to Stacey's laughing, just
Stacy
not out loud, by the way.
Stacey is laughing. I'm going to give the mic over to Stacy. Stacy, welcome to our show.
Thank you guys for having me. This is surreal. You know, if I want to tell you the story of kind of how I got into this.
Yes.
And how you guys really, you made it different for me along the way when I found your podcast and your help. And Annette, if you become a crier today, it's because you're just in the vicinity of me.
Okay.
Anyone that knows me knows I'm a crier. I don't cry when I'm in pain, but everything else.
Joy.
I cry.
It's tears of joy.
It's joyous. Tears
I
of
love
joy.
A
with
good
you.
Cry.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Well, Stacy, we want to hear your story. So we kind of got a little bit when we were connecting. This is the first time we connected with Stacy in person.
Yes.
She's been on, we have a lot of trainings in hosting Business Mastery and we've seen you on all these Zoom calls. You ask great questions. You have a fantastic business. But this is the first time we're connecting in person. And we really want to dive into your story because it's quite special. A lot of things happened to Stacy as she was ready to buy her first short-term rental. And so listeners, if you feel like kind of there's a lot going on in the world right now, you know, Stacy feels you. So go ahead. We want this to be about you and your story. So tell us from before you even knew you wanted to get in this business, where did you come from and how the heck did you end up running short-term rentals with a niche in bridal parties?
Yes, thank you. So my background is not in this at all. My background is actually in journalism and then also in coaching. And I was also a high school teacher for a brief stint. My family business, we own car dealerships in the New Orleans metropolitan area. And we are 4th generation, about to be 5th generation with our kids, taking over the business. So I would say I grew up, I never wanted to be in the family business, but I always understood the background of why our family business was so successful, and it was the people. And I learned my whole life from my mom, my dad, my whole family, that the customer, the guest, you know, is number one. And mm-hmm. we wouldn't be here working on our fifth generation in the business without that. So that's something that I guess was ingrained in me. And my mother was an interior decorator. And so I think I always had a little bit of that in me as well. When my husband and I were approached by some friends that found this property that was for sale and thought it would be a great investment opportunity. And they came over to our house one night and said, "Hey, look at this. This home is gorgeous. And I think, you know, we could do a short-term rental with this and run it as investment." And I'm like, what's a short-term? What'd you say? What is that?
And how long ago was this?
This was in the fall of 2018.
Okay. Continue.
Yes. So after we did a walkthrough of the property, I was sold. I mean, I had a vision. I could totally see it. I wanted to get my hands dirty. I knew I was about to be an empty nester. My daughter was in her senior year or about to be in her senior year of high school. And I walked away from it and told the friends of ours, I'm like, "I'm in." Well, then they got cold feet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My friend was like, "I don't know. I don't, you know," she has six children. I have four. She's like, "I'm just... got too much right now. Don't think we can swing it." And so my husband and I looked at each other and said, "Well, why not? We can give it a go." So then it was really like on me, which felt like a lot. And it was a little overwhelming, but I'm also one of those people that can't spell delegate. Like when I get into something, I'm like,
spell.
I can't.
Delegate.
I want it done. Like I want it done.
Yeah.
fast forward about 6 months. Later, when we finally got everything together and we were at the closing, I guess it was not that long, maybe 3 or 4 months later, the day that we purchased the property, I actually had to have someone go sign the paperwork for me because my mom passed away that week. And so my mom never got to see the property, which was real. I kind of thought like that was my next thing. Like she and I were best friends. I thought she'd be able to come in and help me decorate and organize it. And this would be a fun time for us. And so that was devastating. Well, it also turned out to be the most beautiful thing that came into my life because it was my therapy. Like going there every day, I did all the cleanings, I did all the bookings, I did all the communications. I still do mostly, but it was in that time that I started listening to podcasts because, you know, music after a while, I was like, at least I could listen to a book or a podcast or something. And I found you guys and your podcast. And I thought, all right, I need to get out of my funk and I need to focus. And how can I really make this great? Like I'm one of those people that, you know, if I do something, I really, really want to put my all into it. And so I decided at that point to do that. And you guys were my mentors from day one. So I have to thank you for that.
You are very welcome.
That's why this is really surreal to be sitting at the Ritz-Carlton across the table from
you.
Well,
and it's just as surreal for us to see, you know, listeners, I don't want this to be about ourselves, but just for a moment, so you understand.
Sure.
This podcast for us, when we wake up every day, especially when we first started, is to help people like you, Stacey, right? Because
it's lonely.
It's very lonely. Annette and I made a lot of mistakes and we learned a lot from epic mistakes. And we just wanted to be able to help those who were just like you, want to be all in, you know, that you care very much, but like if we could just help you skip a few steps or think bigger. So anyway, just as much as you feel like thanks for being there for you, like thank you for trying what we said, you know, would work and having it go
on.
You
gave me a community that I didn't even know. Like I said, in 2018, I didn't even know what a short-term rental was.
Yeah.
And that, you know, I'm listening to you guys and with that in a month or so of the podcast and telling my family, "Oh yeah, well, you know, OTAs and this and that." And they're like, "What are you talking
about? You had
about?
A different link.
Who are you?
Was the particular location a short-term rental when you purchased it?
It was.
Okay.
Yep.
Did they give you the numbers?
Ish.
Okay.
Ish. And that's a whole other episode.
Okay, we'll get to that. So, they might have dressed them up like a bride on her wedding day a little bit.
And they also made it sound like I could just take all of those.
Oh, it's just, you just slip right in.
Oh,
interesting.
Airbnb's like, yeah, that's not how that works.
So, So when you're cleaning, when we were talking to Stacey earlier, she said, I clean, take the bookings. What happened as you're cleaning, taking the bookings? are you like on Instagram saying, hey, I'd like to have brides, I can cater to brides. Like, where did this, like, because when we met you, you were like, hey, I am a very popular destination for bridal parties. Like, you're booked. You're like, you can't even manage all of them. They're coming because obviously there's so many weekends and there's so many brides.
Turn them away. Yes.
Talk to us about turning that corner and just taking over this business, buying the property and finding an identity and then cultivating it. And then, you know, what's happening next? So did it, was it one bride? Talk us through like when the light bulb went off that this might be a property to have wedding parties.
Yeah. It's a light bulb that it wasn't like one day. It was like just on a very low dim. And now all of a sudden it's like shining halogen. Like it's great. I'm very fortunate. I mean, look for some wood to knock on. What I think happened looking back when I kind of analyzed COVID and everything changed and all of these brides that had, you know, scheduled their weddings and their events, everything got postponed, right? You know, they couldn't have what I guess their original plan was and their original booking. So if they were planning to all get ready, say, at the hotel told them, sorry, we can't do that anymore. Either they had regulations or the whole for the most part, most of the brides, their whole wedding was postponed. It wasn't about trying to find a different place. They just said, I'm going to have to wait 6 months or maybe 12. Well, when they all found themselves, I guess, in a similar situation and things were booking far out in advance. And somewhere along the way, brides found me, the LaCroix in downtown Covington. And downtown Covington is a small town. We are in the New Orleans metropolitan area, but we're about a 30 to 45 minute drive from downtown New Orleans. So it wasn't necessarily New Orleans brides, but brides on the North Shore of New Orleans, where Covington is. And once you host one bridal party, if you do it well and they love it, they've got bridesmaids that, you know, they're in that age range in their 20s or early 30s, and they talk, and we had a great time at the LaCroix. It was a perfect space. And so then it was a lot of referrals, and girls would call me or their moms and say, hey, we were just there 6 months ago, and now I'm getting married, and do you have space on this date? So it just kind of happened organically like that. It was never when, like I said, when we purchased it, I really didn't have a plan.
Right. So that walkthrough, that was not like the past buyers weren't bringing it up.
She actually discouraged me. I remember that conversation like yesterday. She said, whatever you do, don't host brides.
Well, I'm going to admit, I'm sitting here going, I have a lot of questions. Can you tell our listeners, can you give them a breakdown as we're talking about this of your property? Like the rooms, how many it sleeps?
Yeah.
Give us kind of a visual there of what you're offering.
Yes. So it's one home in smack dab middle of big old Covington, Louisiana. But within the one home, I have three separate units. And each unit has its own private entrance, you know, its own lockbox. There are no shared indoor spaces, so each unit is private. There's two units downstairs, and there's one loft apartment upstairs. From the street, you would never think that much is behind closed doors, but we can sleep up to 16, and it's just a great space because you are within walking distance of amazing restaurants, art museums and galleries, tons of cute coffee shops and antique shopping and lots of retail stores downtown. When the weather's great, there's always in the summertime, we have like free concert series like at the park. We have something called the Tammany Trace that's within one block from us, which is a rails to trails, miles and miles long that you can bike or walk or run. People come just to do that. We have a river that's one block from us. And so people come to kayak and to, you know, enjoy the water. So we're smack dab in the middle of all that. And people always ask me, like people that grew up with me in Covington, like, people want to come here? Like what? When I remind them of all these wonderful things, I think festivals, you know, and I guess when you live here in New Orleans, you just don't appreciate how special it is. And people come from all over the world. And we found really, and COVID had a lot to do with it too, that people wanted to stay a little further out from the city. Mm. And so they're like, what's 30 minutes? Like, you know, and it's a completely different atmosphere from downtown New Orleans.
Yeah. Right? So what do you think makes LaCroix a bridal destination? Is it the home and the 16 people, or is it you and that special touch that you bring?
I like to think it's both.
Because, well, my question is, and this is a serious question, because especially if the previous owner said, whatever you do, don't host bridal, which, by the way, listeners, and I've been a victim of this, / I may even have done this, where it's like, I take my thoughts, my what doesn't work for me, and I impose it on someone else. And that can limit that someone else's like imagination. Sure. So I love that I didn't do that for you. But if that person said that to you, so, and I know you said like, it just kind of organically happened, but did it, you know, like did it?
Yeah. So I think one thing that I really have going for me is that I did grow up in the area and I did raise 4 kids in the area. And I, throughout my life, I volunteered a lot and was really interested in our local politics. And so now that I'm like a grown up, like where my friends are the movers and shakers, right? And it's kind of a strange place to be in, but so you get to know so many people. Oh, and like I told you guys, I was a cheer coach for 20, 25 years. And every year there was a different, like my last year I had 50 plus girls. Well, you throw in their families and their siblings and their friends and you know,
unlimited
all of a
bride.
Sudden, yeah, all
and
of a sudden
a
these kids are getting married and they know me and they trust me and they support me and cheer me on, you know, and my new venture. So I think that's my big, I don't know, it's like I was just lucky because I know the people in my area and I love marketing and I love just networking with different business owners in downtown Covington and really playing up. Like if you go to my Instagram site, it's just as much about the home and the experience as it is about the city and what you can do. You know, if you're coming next week, look at this great art show that's on and look at this free concert that's downtown. So I love promoting where we are.
Yeah.
So I think that had a lot to do with it. And yeah, the previous owner, I don't know, you know, if you don't have that big network, then it's strangers that are obviously coming to you wanting to book. For me, I'd say probably 75% of the bridal parties that I book, I already know these families.
I have to know then, because I'm sure everyone listening wants to know. Do you charge more if it's a bridal party? Because it is the biggest day almost of their entire life. And I mean, maybe it is. I don't know. and secondly, like, do you share, like, you've got this network and some people might be closer or not as close. How do you price this? Because this is, to me, this is not a normal overnight stay. How have you navigated pricing it and within your network, extending fair
making
pricing?
Making them feel like, thank you for supporting my business. And so sometimes that can translate into...
Can we barter? Can we get these?
Sure.
How did you even start about, like, how did you go? Because to me, it doesn't seem like it'd be the same as an overnight stay. Do you have a nightly minimum?
Was that trial and error? Very much so.
Okay.
Very much so. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. When I look at the pricing that I, you know, had just 2 years ago, I'm like, oh my gosh, I was giving this away.
That was your education.
It was my education, but I did learn on the job, so to speak. And excuse me, I also finally got like on Price Labs and I started being able to see like, oh my goodness, you know, there's no, even without a bridal party, like what I was charging for a Friday and Saturday night was just ridiculously low. So I've upped that game. But yeah, it is a different type of guest because obviously they're going to use the space a lot more. There's makeup artists that come in, hair people,
videographers.
Y'all, I could like build the Eiffel Tower with the bobby pins.
Right.
Oh, Lord. So it's different. And to set it up for a bridal group, like I've made adjustments where we have full-length mirrors for them. And we have, you know, there lots of natural light because the makeup artists love that. We've got a shared porch that all 3 units share, front and back porch, which you know, when I started, I was like, oh, sure, you can book the grand landing, one of the three. But I had other guests booked in the other two.
Oh, boy.
Wah, wah. Yeah.
That didn't work out.
Didn't work out that great. So
that's a key point.
Yes.
If it's a wedding now, you require them to book
the whole home.
Listeners.
Yes.
That is very key.
Yes.
Listen to what Stacey, if you take anything from this.
Yes.
If you're going to specialize in something, make sure that your other guests are aware, and B, they need to do the whole property. They need to, they want to, they got to pay to play.
It might depend on the layout.
Yes.
But like you said, this is essentially a single family home that someone sectioned out to be a triplex.
Yes.
To dial it in. And so I agree though, it's so intimate in that regard that a bridal party would take over, maybe not on purpose.
Tell us what happened. You had a bad experience. What was the experience where a guest was not part of the wedding party?
Right.
What happened to make you decide it's all or
nothing? Well, what happens is they come back after their rehearsal dinner on a Friday night at 11. Mm-hmm. And normally, you know, they've had a limo bus or what have you. So they're all into it a few. And they get loud. And they're having fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's normal fun. And the LaCroix is 120 years old.
Mm.
So some very thin walls up in that baby. The original wood floors, like it's a raised home, just sound travels. And what a lot of my bridal parties like to do is have the groomsmen stay upstairs in the loft because it has a separate backstair entrance.
Oh.
So you can keep the guys away from the girls if you'd like,
cool.
So that the groom doesn't see the bride before you want them to. But you hear the guys upstairs walking. And so if I had a guest downstairs, like 1 a.m. going, what is going on? Like, even if they're just talking, like you can kind of hear the vibrations. So I learned that the hard way. But it's, you know, it's for their enjoyment as well. Like you want them to be able to, we have a driveway that can fit a lot of cars, but if it's more than one guest, you could be blocking someone in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just
right. If it's somebody else, like, hey, throw me your keys. I'm going to move your car. I need to run to the store and
exactly.
grab something for the mother bride.
Exactly.
Makes it easier.
So we learned that. And I learned along the way, again, listening to you guys, I didn't know that it was important to put in things like noise aware, you know, to be able to monitor the decibel level so that I can let, even if they are all renting the whole home,
mm-hmm.
to let them know, hey, I did receive something, you know, I do have
neighbors.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and we are in a downtown, it's zone commercial residential. And my immediate neighbor lives here in New Orleans, but they spend weekends and time over on the North Shore. So I obviously, you know, I don't want to get her upset.
Be a good neighbor,
Be a good neighbor. So I learned little tricks of the trade. I have cameras now, finally, so that I can go back and, you know, just check and see, like, are they all out on the back patio right now?
Right.
Yeah.
It's time to turn it down a little bit.
Going back to pricing, I don't, you know, actual pricing, listeners, isn't going to help you because everyone's market is different.
It's relative, sure.
But now, knowing what you know now,
mm-hmm.
do you think there's like an average percentage of what you charge more for a bridal party
mm-hmm.
than what booking your whole triplex for like a regular stay versus booking it as a bridal party, all mm-hmm. three units? Is it like 10% more, 15%? Like, is there like a gauge?
It's about 15
okay.
to 20% more.
Okay.
I could actually see that going up a little bit
okay.
In the future.
Yeah.
Only because I have another property that I am kind of getting on board right now. I don't even have a website for it yet, but I'm trying to push my bridal clientele a little more into this new property because
okay.
it's out on acreage
Ooh.
And it's much more easy to manage a group type,
mm-hmm.
you know, party
yeah.
environment. A lot of extras that I can offer them the day of getting ready, you know, that I can actually cater a brunch and mimosa bar for the girls. I can do a crawfish boil or a barbecue for the guys, and it backs up to a river. They can go and hang out at the river. And so it's I envision there be maybe on weekends having both properties booked by different wedding parties. But I would like to get my bridal parties from the LaCroix to my new venture.
Okay. More of an experience where you could, the LaCroix wasn't
experience.
Like
yes.
created as.
No, it wasn't.
And so now you can create the next
There's not
space.
Enough outdoor space really. My one of my daughters got married last month and got ready out at our property. It's called Sleepy Lagoon. And it's just like 5 minutes from mm-hmm. the LaCroix. So but you drive just 5 minutes north and you're on 18 acres and you feel like you're in the middle of the woods. Like it's got lagoons and ponds and a river, and it's a beautiful space. And once I saw my daughter and her bridesmaids and the groomsmen getting ready, I'm like, this is real. Like, I could do this. So it honestly, I mean, that is just like happening like right now.
Yeah.
So my wheels are spinning, and that's my next project.
Would you stop bridal parties at LaCroix and only have at Sleep Lagoon, or would you just like double up? Okay, girl.
I just think once people see the experience they could get at Sleepy Lagoon, they're going to want that a lot more.
Yeah.
Right. Have their privacy.
Now you have budget brackets, right?
Yes.
Like you could, if someone wants something a little bit more affordable,
that's right,
but still awesome.
Yes.
Or you could have the bridal party at the Sleepy Lagoon and then.
And also
family, you can have out-of-town guests at the surrogate. So you can have the best of both worlds of like, hey, they're for your neighbors and just overall, I'm going to say control, I guess, of LaCroix. You can be like, okay, I know they're going to be out here and guests of the party are going to be.
And that's what we did for my daughter.
And they could offer, and you could offer them this, you know, you could do gift baskets for them. Is it grandparents or in-laws or special guests?
But that's
so cool.
Are you going to ever draw the line? Like, are you going to offer... especially at Sleepy Lagoon, can people get married there?
I think that would be in the future.
Your face just lit up.
Yeah.
So
it gets me really excited.
Yeah. So, girl, you are embarking on.
Yes.
This is endless.
Yeah. So, like I said, I had one daughter get married last month. I have another daughter getting married in March, and she is getting married at Sleepy Lagoon. So she's kind of my test run.
Yeah.
We're building a structure, sort of an altar, a dock that's going to be an altar with beautiful lagoons and fountains behind it. It's going to be spectacular.
Epic.
So I think once kind of like I said, the getting ready day of was my daughter Hadley's wedding, and I saw this is doable. I actually had a previous guest reached out to me this morning looking for a space to have her daughter's engagement party. And I said, well, why not? We could do that too. Smaller, perhaps rehearsal dinners out there. So there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of research that I'm going into right now as far as, you know, liability and how I need to up my insurance out there. So all the non-fun stuff.
I like this though, because it kind of goes back to like, having your truth-telling friend. It's like, you've got your truth-telling daughters that are getting married
there.
Sure. They're going to be the most honest, and you're going to be the most honest mother of the bride if the venue
and their bridesmaids were the one, you know, the next day on Monday morning, Miss Stacy, oh my gosh, when I get engaged, can we talk? I want to do that. I'm like, yes.
Right. I got you.
So many operational questions. So at LaCroix, what are you doing now other than providing a place for them to get ready and to sleep?
Do you have any?
What are your amenities? Are you active during the stay, or once they check in, are they pretty hands off right now? I know that you want to grow.
Right now, yes. I'm as hands on as they want me to be.
Okay.
I live just, you know, 5 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
So I can be there at a moment's notice. For the most part, they want to be on their own. They really don't need me.
Mm-hmm.
I do special touches for my bridal parties. I provide, you know, champagne and flowers and personal. I have little chalkboards, you know, and in each unit write different things celebrating them. We have little kind of like vignettes within the unit for them to take photos, and they can change the message, you know, so that they can
personalize
Instagram
it to their day.
Some fun stuff. And so there's that, but it's... most part, they kind of take care of their own. It is something I've thought of after listening to a bunch of your episodes about the add-ons and doing a stock the fridge for them. I'm not sure legally if I could do like a mimosa bar, but you know, something fun like that could be in the future. But right now, it's pretty just simple.
Yeah,
you know, just kind of celebrating them, making them feel special.
I love it. Yeah. I'm going to pivot just like briefly because. We haven't really ever talked about this on the show. And just because are connected with you, we knew this happened. You are in a super, super dense hurricane zone where I think would deter a lot of people from short-term renting their properties and having an event space.
Sure.
There's been an event. Hurricane Ida was very recent here. Can you just Where does that even come into your mindset, your train of thought? Because you are giving me some like major grand plans. These are big time days happening. And this isn't like if it's going to happen.
It's just when.
And New Orleans, I mean, you guys have just been beat up, really. So where is that on a spreadsheet? Where is that in your mind? Where is that when you're sleeping at
night?
Girl,
if you think it's on a spreadsheet, you're kidding.
This isn't even like, if we're going through our things that might happen.
Sure. Yeah.
And I have pictures on my phone, you guys, of when Hurricane Ida hit Stacey. Like you couldn't get into the property.
So we couldn't get out. Yes.
Where do you put this on your like, mental list. I don't know where it goes.
I guess that's another thing growing up here. It's just part of life. Hurricane season starts June 1st and it ends today. November 30th.
Is that part of your messaging? Yes, your onboarding messaging? Like, thanks for booking?
You know, it's
you're in hurricane season?
It's not, but I do find that most of my guests are aware. They watch the weather and they'll be calling me sometimes a week and a half out, you know, hey, we're looking, it looks like it may be jogging that way, you know. Mm-hmm. I've always been of the mindset, you know, if there's something that's an act of God, I'm going to refund them. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just me. I could never take somebody's money, you know, if they're scared to come and my cancellation policy says otherwise. I've never not. You know, or I'll tell them, hey, why don't you, I'll keep it and we'll just rebook and you tell me when you want to come back.
Right.
So I'm really flexible there because that's just where we live and that's what you do.
I just want to be, just for the sake of our listeners and education, let me play devil's advocate a little bit. I'm here for the act of God refunding them, but you are a business. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming your bank doesn't let you forego your mortgage that month because there's a hurricane, right?
No.
So is there a way we can, number one, your insurance, does it cover at all loss of business because of these sorts of things? Or do you build into the pricing like a hurricane little mini fund that you can set aside funds so you can offer that to your guests?
I haven't ever done that. And as far as insurance, it depends obviously on your policy, but it really, the hurricane deductible is so high, y'all. Mm-hmm. I mean, this past Hurricane Ida that hit us late August, it was so bad on our property where we live, Sleepy Lagoon. We were without electricity and without water for about 6 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And, you know, no internet. It was really difficult. So what I had to do the entire month of September, I reached out to all my guests. Obviously, they didn't want to come in. Most of them couldn't even get in. I mean, we had trees down everywhere. My husband and I actually took our two dogs and we packed up and we went to stay at the LaCroix for the entire month. So in one of the units, there were some people that still, being in a downtown area, the LaCroix got electricity much sooner than where we are out in the sticks, if you will. So we were lucky that way. We had electricity after a few days. So we were able to live there while we were getting everything back up and running at our home.
Okay.
Guests were very understanding.
So did you cancel? Like when Ida came in, did you have guests staying?
Yeah, how many?
Like, are you concerned? Like if it hits and people are in your...
Yes.
Because you had trees down. It was not a pretty scene.
I had people... they left about 24 hours before.
They evacuated.
They did evacuate. And we talked about that. And whatever days that they, you know, didn't use, they were refunded. And it worked out well, I guess, for us. So that my husband and I, so we had a place to stay. And I find that people are just really understanding. I think, you know, it's one thing that this business has taught me. Of course, there are always those stories. You know, you're going to have the ones that stick in your head when things don't go right. But for the most part, quite the opposite. I mean, people are amazing and they understood.
This just jogged my memory, Stacey. When you were staying there, I believe you found a lot of things. Being a guest in your own home,
yes,
that you might have been missing.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
Can you admit that?
Well,
okay.
I can admit that because, I mean, I know you guys have said all along the way, make sure you spend a night, you know, or have your best friend.
But when it's booked up, it's hard.
It is. You know, have your best friend stay in and give you like, you know, a true. But to stay there a month.
It's different, isn't it?
It's different than a night.
Okay, what? Give us some rapid fire things. What were you like, oh my gosh, I don't have this?
Well, we are, we're close to a, like I said, we're in downtown. So it's commercial residential. I have residential on one side. I have a commercial business like two lots away. And it's an auto repair shop. So, you know, sometimes in the morning, it's like, I want to sleep in a little bit. You're just downtown. So that's just a fact of life. You know, you enjoy being able to walk off your front steps.
You're not the sleepy lagoon. The sleep-in lagoon.
Sleepy lagoon is much different than that. So yeah, that was one thing.
So did you get white noise machines?
Yes, okay. I have white noise machines in all of the units.
Okay.
I upgraded to some bedside tables that actually have the USB ports in them, you know, because I'm like, where am I plugging my stuff in?
Right. I think luggage racks was
luggage that one thing? Racks. Seriously, yeah. I was like, where do I put my stuff? I was always so big on the nice hangers, but didn't think about where to put the suitcases. Mm-hmm. So that, yeah, just little things like that. I'm trying to think of more, but yeah.
But I love that because it's one of those times you like, you know, we think we're nailing it all the time.
Sure.
And you're like, I mean, again, like we're just going to say, we're staying at the Ritz and like Sarah and I, of course, doing what we do, we're like, oh good, they forgot. We're almost like looking for places for them to, because it's like giving us a little bit of peace of mind. But there's so many details all the time that spending some time there and actually being in the space allows you to make it better for your next guest.
My dad just is staying with me because we were renovating one of our homes, and my dad is the best, but he also is, he's a fellow performer.
He's so a truth-telling dad.
Yes. Yes. As a performer, you're like, you sound great, but here's what you could do better, because you don't care as a performer, like how great you are. You want to know how you can be better. Anyway, he was like, listen, I really love that you provided like extension cords, because of course all of our outlets are right behind the bed, right? And then it's like, we don't want guests to have to move the bed to plug anything in. So I put extension cords, but you know what I didn't do? Is put ones that are grounded that have like the third hole.
Oh.
I know. So listeners, like—
Sarah, come on.
I know.
I need to be a better friend and look at that for you.
But, so I was just like, you are so right. And I looked at it. So now it's like our team, we're all like going through every single one of our units being like, which one doesn't have that grounded extension cord, because if you bring something that has that,
you won't be mad.
You're going to be mad. Anyway, so yes.
No, those are good tips for, and so listeners, listen to what Stacey's said, like go spend some, hopefully a hurricane isn't forcing you.
Hopefully you can just like block out a week.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, let's just share a little bit, Stacey. What can you really tell us though, and our listeners, what was the tipping point of like, wait, this is a business. Like, was it a revenue? Like, you were looking at the bank account, or was it?
I can tell you. It was your course.
By the way, we are not paying. Stacey's not paid to be here. We are not paying for her daughter's wedding.
No. It really was happening upon your course. When I heard you guys kind of like do this like introduction of it, I'm like, wait a minute. I'm going to be in that first class because this is my jam. I really want to up my game. And that's what it's done for me. I mean, crazy. Anyone listening that started or is starting right now, like similarly to where I was, that didn't know really much about much. Mm-hmm. It was a game changer. It truly was. And, you know, we had a call yesterday, a Zoom with Mark Simpson. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I know him now. You know, he's like huge in the industry. And I learned, so I've listened, you know, to him on podcasts before, but listening to him again yesterday, I really got more information. Mm-hmm. I think I heard him the first time on your podcast. And one of the things that, and he reiterated it yesterday to the business group was to always leave with the question, who do you know? Mm-hmm. And never let your guest walk away without asking that question.
Who
do you know that might be coming to Covington, Louisiana? Who do you know that might be getting married, looking for a place to get ready? And so I took his advice after hearing that a while ago on your podcast. And that's one thing that I do every guest, 48 hours after they check out, I send them a personal text. And ask them, you know, about their stay I ask for their 5-star, you know, rating, and please let me know privately here if you don't feel it's deserving of 5 stars, because I want to fix it for the next guest. And just, who else do you know that might want to share this space as well? And so I'm, you know, about 3 years in, and a lot, most of my guests are their referrals or their repeat guests.
And how much like peace of mind does that give you?
Beautiful.
Because it's not, even if it's a referral or like a friend of a friend, you still feel like,
oh, it makes me so happy.
Yeah.
I can go on vacation again. I can leave, you know, the city and feel like, that I really can do things remotely where I didn't feel that before.
Because in the beginning,
just,
right?
Yeah, you don't know what to expect. But when they're friends of friends or return guests, especially, they, you know, they know how quirky the 120-year-old home
is.
Right,
they'll give you grace.
But they love grace. And they love that part of it. Yes. I love an old home.
And they want to know their guests. Like and you're a brand. For, like, again, we've talked about the Ritz 100 times today, but it's like, hey, like, we feel like it's a brand and they have standards and they know that when they're coming to your home, they know how to navigate it and what your standards are for your brand.
And I can
brand.
Tell you guys this, you know, the course, when did the course start? Your first group? Was it February?
March. Yeah, March. February, March.
It was around that time earlier this year. And I upped my game so much, I guess, by June. I'll never forget. I had a friend call me and ask for, I forget the date, but it was a fall weekend. And she wanted to book. And I'm flipping through my calendar. I'm doing this with my hand because I actually still have a paper calendar.
Yeah,
don't make fun.
It works.
I like to triple check. So I'm flipping through my calendar. And I realized the first week of June, all my weekends were booked up through 2021.
Wow.
And I went, oh my gosh. Like you're like,
I'm
I don't have
it.
A date for
it.
You.
I am booked.
I'm so sorry. Put you on my wait list.
That's what the second property is for.
That's right. That's right.
So also real quick, because inside of HBMM, we talk a lot about direct bookings. Mm-hmm. Not that, again, not that we don't love our OTAs. Annette and I would not be where we are without Airbnb bringing this industry to our fingertips. But how much do you use the OTAs, or are you doing a lot of direct booking since they're referrals and repeat guests? Like, how are you working your booking system right now?
Yeah. So in that text that I send my checkout guests, the very end, I mean, I send them links to my Instagram, to my webpage, to my Google, asking for a review. And then I stress at the end, hey, now that we're friends, please feel like you don't have to go on the OTAs to book through me. I'll save you money. You don't have to pay service fees. Call me directly. This is my cell. You can text me any hour of the day or night. And as soon as I get to my phone, I'll let you know if it's available. Or go and check the calendars on Airbnb and Vrbo, and you can see if it's available or not. But call me anyway, because sometimes I block it out for my family and then I'll make an exception and I'll open it up for you.
Right.
So, you know, you just, you form a communication and rapport.
It's like this insider series you've created.
Yeah.
You know, it's this insider booking process.
They're my peeps. And I want to make them feel special. And they know that they're saving money by not having to pay all those extra service fees. And they know what they're getting. So, yeah, why not? And I've always viewed this as a people business. Like I said, it started out just because I do love people, and I've always loved hosting parties and entertaining. And so this just felt like a natural kind of segue for me. And it's just become, it's become my life.
So, no,
it's awesome.
We love that. So I think that, I mean, it's become my life is probably a really good,
maybe that's
That'll
be my book title.
But it's not like it's become your life. So can you tell our listeners where they can reach out to you, Stacey? I'm sure you've inspired so many listeners. You inspired, I know, Sarah and I today. Like, where can people reach out to you? Where can they follow along?
Sure.
When is the new property going to be launched for all those people that want to get married at the Sleepy Lagoon?
So my next daughter that's getting married is getting married in March at Sleepy Lagoon. So after her wedding, I've got to give myself some grace. I need to take a little time. But after that wedding, I think we'll really have in place how we want things, you know, to how we want to offer, I guess, different packages and experiences out there. And because we were so heavily hit by Ida, we're still recovering. I mean, the property is still, you know, in rebuilding phase. We had stairways that are outside that go up to decks that were just totally taken out by trees. And we had over 35 trees down on the property.
Wow.
So it was a lot. So we're still getting there. So it'll take us at least until I'm envisioning, well, I already have two brides booked in May. So in May and beyond.
Okay.
So I'll be obviously taking the bookings I can now for
right.
any time past April.
Okay.
But yeah, listeners can find me. My website is lacroixcovington.com.
Okay.
And it's LACROIX Covington.com. We named the LaCroix after the first, the man who built the building back in 1898 or 99.
Wow.
And yeah, his last name was LaCroix. And it's also my husband's favorite thing to drink with vodka. So it worked out.
You know what? Yeah, I do have to say, we can't let the whole episode go by without giving a shout out to Stacey's husband, because he is on a lot of our calls, lurking in the background, wanting to give his two cents
things. He's like, you want to listen in, we know.
He wants to talk about guests and what's happening. So
I think he's just excited that I'm actually like forming a business mind.
Aww.
He's like, okay, wait, you're actually trying to make money on this now. Yeah.
Yeah. I see him lurking in the background, trying to see.
He's popped on a few times too.
What we're doing and what this is all about. So
my new property, Sleepy Lagoon, I don't have a website for it yet, but we do have, we have a cottage on the property that I've actually, it's been on Airbnb and Vrbo for at least a year, and it's called The Cottage at Sleepy Lagoon. And so you can find that just by searching. And it's also on my Instagram. You can click to Sleepy Lagoon there. And the Instagram is the same. It's LaCroix Covington.
And we'll have all these links in our show notes. But listeners, support, if you're in New Orleans, support Stacey.
Yeah.
Like, or if you're from New Orleans, hang out.
Yeah, staycation.
Come
to the North Shore.
Go book a stay and tell her you want to hang out. So, Sarah, you have anything else for today?
I think I'm just going to sign us off. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
We'll talk to you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products. From hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers, we've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.